Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You want to see Loco?
Weird to hear the Loco thing in the 4 o'clock hour, but here we are only, exclusively on 790 The Ticket. Because the Hurricanes pregame show has preempted our simulcast on 560 The Joe.
This is weird.
As you said to me during the break, our show's too good to just be on one station right now.
No, son. Call some other people.
See what the beach is doing. See what 102.7 The Beach is doing. See if they want to pipe us in.
Walk down the hallway. Get everybody into it.
Gino Toretta is on hold. Let me give everybody the code word for this hour. Time for your chance to win Channing's change. You know, he's got this just laying around everywhere, $1,000. This hour's code word is young. Y-O-U-N-G. I turn 50 next month. That is not young. That is the opposite of young.
It's just old.
Text, I think Gino's got to be 50, 51, right?
Yeah.
Because I think he's a couple years older than me.
Together, right?
Yeah, but I think he's a couple years older than me. Text young right now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Text young to 72881 right now. 72881. Your next chance to win will be Monday morning at 9 a.m. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Gino Toretta is there on a Football Friday, brought to you by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. Hello, Gino.
So I'm a little disappointed. One, I'm shocked I'm still on the line. I just turned 49.
Really? You're younger
so
than me?
I'm not. Yeah, dude, you were already in school by the time I got to school.
Time has not been kind to you.
I wasn't a held backer either. I was 17 years old when I got to the University of Miami. So I have not turned 50 yet.
All right.
I just turned 49 a couple months ago, so I would tell you that. What station are we on again?
Just right now. Just 790 The Ticket. Just 790 The Ticket.
Just 790. Okay. All right. Well. Okay.
So get your bearings. Got your bearings.
We're on. And I got my bearings, and I'm happy I was not let in with the updates from Solana.
Well, it's coming. I'm sorry, but I'm sorry.
Really, just kind of. What? You're going to break in with his updates?
Yeah. I mean, he has to do it during the first segment. I'm sorry. He's got to do it during the first segment. Gino Toretta is a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. He's in Georgia right now, by the way. Crowder, his company Touchdown Radio is going to be carrying the Georgia-South Carolina game. So he's traipsing around Atlanta, probably going to the Varsity for a little greasy burger or something.
Oh, well, if you're at the Varsity, go and stop by Magic City, Gino. There's some some hamburgers in there, too.
No. I like
hamburger.
I would say this. Later on, one of my favorite Italian restaurants in the country, La Grotta in Buckhead. So I will be heading there later. But, I know all about those places, Channing. I'm not I'm not asking you anymore. I remember I asked you where to go in Gainesville, and I was like, wow, okay. Move on.
Cafe Risque, two exits down. Don't eat the potato salad.
I remember that. Don't eat the potato salad. Bad mayonnaise.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. Canes, they play in 4 hours. Why are the Hurricanes favored over UVA tonight?
I think the odds makers just watched the second half last week.
I mean, Nicosi Perry looked good when he came in relief, didn't he?
He did. I was impressed. Because when you're the backup, you know, it takes a lot to get prepared not knowing you're going to play or knowing you're not going to play. And I think that what he showed, that he was prepared, he's been prepared every week. He's improved. He looked like he improved from last season. and that. But listen, when you're trying to evaluate how a team played in the second half when you're up by four touchdowns, I mean, Channing knows this. You go up by four touchdowns, and you're kind of looking up in the bleachers when you're the team that's up by four touchdowns going, all right, when's this game going to be over with and we can head out of here? So I don't know how much Vautech lost focus, if you will, or how much of it was UM, you know, kind of waking up and, you know, they just turned the ball over so many times early in the game that they dug themselves a hole too deep to get out of.
And, Gino, what went wrong with Jaron? Was it accuracy? Was, you know, like decision-making? Like, as you looked at his mistakes, his turnovers, what was his biggest problem against Virginia Tech?
Well, he was 7-7, Channing, at least by the numbers I looked at, right?
Three of them were to them.
Were the wrong team.
That's how a quarterback looks at passes, though.
Oh, somebody called him.
You know what? There's fake news, and there's a way to spin news. So you know what? I'm going to say he was 7-7. Ball never hit the ground. You know, now they're saying he's injured, and that was an injury from a few weeks back, which kind of concerns me. Okay, was he injured going into the game, or did you know he was banged up and he came out, you know, ice cold and then you pulled him, which isn't exactly great for a quarterback's confidence. So, you know, I think that if he is injured, you know, get him 100% right and figure out what we're going to do at that point in time. But, you know, it's not just the quarterback. I mean, the quarterback's not out there when you know, we give up 4th and 17 to a team, you know, on the last drive. The quarterback's not out there, you know, on the extra point try. You know, the quarterback's not out there when they drive the length of the field and take the lead, you know, with a minute to go in the game. So I think that there's plenty of mirrors that can be put around of look in the mirror and I need to play better. And I think that it's all around the field at UM.
Gino, you ever had one of those games you can remember? It just you weren't feeling it that day.
Yeah, well, I mean, the bad thing was is one was against Florida State. I only lost twice there. One was against Florida State. I threw four picks in the first half, and just kind of they had my number. And the other was against Alabama in the title game where, you know, I was counting roof tiles of the Superdome based on, you know, two first round picks that were beating the hell out of me all game. So, yeah, there are games that are bad and they're not good to have. I think as a quarterback, when you start out like that, and then you just get pulled, and you don't have the opportunity to go back in. You know, and listen, I guess I'll go with. They said Jaron's hurt. That would have meant frustrating me, you know, to be pulled and to not be able to go back in and try to right the ship. But you know, that was Manny's decision, and Jaron's got to live with that.
I was at that game at the Superdome, and I got to tell you, Bourbon Street is not fun when your face is painted orange and green and you just got your ass kicked and you were real mouthy walking into the Superdome. You were real mouthy on Bourbon Street. That walk home was not fun, man.
So you were that guy. You
only,
painted your face red and green.
Only time,
and green.
Only time in the history of my life that I painted my face. We were so certain. I say we like I'm on the team. We were so certain we were going to win that game. I mean, we partied on Bourbon Street with faces painted as if we'd already won. And then I had to walk back like Homer Simpson backing into the shrubs, which I imagine you probably had a worse night than I did.
Did you have the orange and green glitter face paint too? Just to really throw some salt in it.
No, it was just the orange and green face paint, and I remember drinking Hurricanes for the first time. I didn't really know how potent they were, and then I think I remember waking up in like the curb thing and a horse urinating on me, if I remember correctly. It was something along those lines. I don't know. It was
normal
really,
Saturday.
Yeah, I deserved it at that point.
I didn't know how strong those were the first time, so I had to get a 151 floater on top of all that.
Oh, my God.
Make sure to really just
I mean, they tasted like Hawaiian punch to me. I had no idea how potent they were. They
yeah,
potent.
The bad thing is they didn't taste like Hawaiian punch coming back up.
Now that I think about it, really was an awful road trip. now that I really think about everything that happened to me, it was an awful road trip. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, is with us. I apologize. It's all right, Gino. You gave me plenty of enjoyment during my Hurricanes tenure as a student watching that team that couldn't lose, except a couple of times. And to pay you back now, Alejandro Solana is going to give us headlines to
this is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
This is going to be turnabout. This is you sitting in the Superdome with your face painted watching watching someone craft the bed.
At least now I know my mic's still live, which I didn't when we were at Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. All right, Solana, gift us with your performance.
Yeah, I'm going to do what Gino couldn't do in that game in New Orleans, give you a good one here.
Oh, here we go. I like when people are throwing it around. In fact, I just saw a tweet from Mike Cugno, CBS4, who's always poking at Crowder. He dubbed Crowder the old tugboat. Mike Cugno has tweeted out from CBS4, "Yo, Crowder, no chance tonight. Hashtag Columbus football. Hashtag adelante."
The hell out of here, Mike. Are you the trainer? Ugly ass home. Sorry, Gino.
A lot of trash talking going on today. All right, Solana.
Columbus will be in Davie to face Crowder's U School. What time's that game at, Crowder?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock start from U School in Davie. Also tonight at 8 p.m., at The Rock, the Canes host Virginia.
Let's go.
They're going to look to bounce back from their loss to Vautech last week at The Rock as well. Again, 8 p.m. on our sister station, WQAM.
They're in the pregame show right now as we speak.
Also tonight, Panthers will face off in Buffalo versus the Sabres, 7 p.m. on this station, 790 The Ticket. You can hear that after the 6 to 7 p.m. hour hosted by yours truly.
Oh, you're on tonight from 6 till 7?
6 till 7. Gino, you're going to be tuned in?
I will, on the app.
Yeah, there you go. The radio.com. Okay. Everybody download the radio.com app. I had no idea that you were on the air. But now I see his man bun is finally coiffed tonight, and he only does that on nights that he's on the air. So it all makes sense now.
Tomorrow, FIU hosts Charlotte at Ricardo Silva Stadium, 7 p.m. kickoff. FIU is looking to win their first Conference USA game at 8 p.m., the 7th-ranked Gators are going to lose to the 5th-ranked LSU Tigers.
I hope not, because we've got some money on Florida, although we're getting 13 points. That's a crazy line, isn't it, Gino? Florida's getting 13 points from LSU?
Have you ever been to an LSU game at night?
No.
It's a pretty daunting place.
Is that the toughest place you've ever played or ever seen, or is it
There's a bunch of crazy Cajuns, and the noise, they probably started drinking right now. I mean, it's you can ask Crowder. That place is definitely one of the hardest places for a visiting team to go in and get a victory. And you got a quarterback that didn't start off the season as a starter. He played pretty well, but this is a whole different deal, boy.
Gino, they were throwing AAA batteries at us out of the stands when I went there. Some of the craziest crap I've ever seen in my life.
I've only had that at Raiders games. They wrapped them in black electrical tape so you couldn't see them coming out of the stands so they didn't get thrown out of the game.
That's ingenious. That is ingenious.
Man, how somebody loses an eye.
How can I throw this battery on the field without being recognized? Oh, I know. What else you got, Solana? Gino's very busy.
On Sunday, the Dolphins host the Redskins, 1 p.m. at Hard Rock Stadium. That game will be on our sister station, 560 The Joe, WQAM. And finally, Pringles is coming out with two new flavors.
I saw this.
Rotisserie chicken Parmesan roasted garlic.
Yeah, rotisserie chicken and Parmesan roasted garlic Pringles flavors. And apparently, if you buy two canisters and you stack them up together, you've got chicken Parmesan. I'm not even kidding you.
Come on, man.
That's for real.
You can't have a chicken chip.
They're coming out with it. So
leave my chicken and meat for them, please.
All right. Well, agree to disagree. Anything else, Solana?
That is all.
All right. You got weather? We don't do weather now.
Where's the weather? He doesn't even know what humidity is. Where's the weather report?
Where's
the
weather?
You're
disappointing the Heisman Trophy winner.
I mean, I don't have to give weather.
I'm in Atlanta. I need to know what the weather is in Miami. And even after you say what the weather is, I won't even know what the weather is.
Yeah, and give him a dander report as well. He sometimes throws in the dander.
What's the pollen count?
Yeah, oh, he's got that ready and locked and loaded.
Well, Gino, no joke. Like, you want to make jokes, but rain is going to start in 9 minutes. So if you're out and about, seek cover within the next 8.5 minutes. Also, I can confirm that tree pollen levels are low, as well as grass pollen levels, but dust and dander, once again, at extreme levels. Hawk, we should check into that.
Dust and dander at extreme levels, huh?
Also, I can confirm no snow today.
All right. Be careful if you're out there tailgating, Hurricanes fans. The dust and dander is at extreme levels.
Dude, you have a huge game with Columbus and Channing School and UM, and you don't give the weather reports for either one of the people going to the games. Come on.
Why do I have to give a weather report in Miami Gardens when there's a roof over the stadium? Like, the people who are going to be
people are tailgating.
I don't know why you get a weather report either. It's hot or hotter in South Florida.
Also, it's never right. I mean, isn't that the most important thing on the weather report? It's never correct.
30%, you're a Hall of Famer.
All right. That's true. That's true. All right, Gino, thank you for making time for us. We always enjoy that.
All right. See you guys.
Gino Toretta there, the Heisman Trophy winner. Jamie Eisenberg is scheduled to join us in the next segment. We take a few fantasy football questions because we went a little bit long there with Gino.
If you text some simple ones, I'll ask him. Don't text the PPR of a 1945 league. Just text me simple two names and I'll ask the man.
And a couple of phone calls, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. Jamie Eisenberg is the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. I really plan to hijack the segment with just nonsense, but we'll take a couple of fantasy football questions.
I drafted Lou Backrow Coconut Creek Chevrolet first round, and I am winning my league because Eric Nunez, my good friend, has an amazing dealership with an amazing lineup of cars and trucks, award-winning. I see y'all out there looking at the Chevys. Go and get you one. Go over to Lou Backrow Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Sit in a beautiful Chevy. Drive it. Take you a nap. Just lay down. They are so comfortable. And Lou Backrow will save you thousands more than any other dealer in the nation. Other dealers come to Eric and Lou Backrow to get their cars. Eric can hook you up better than they can hook themselves up. Come over there. I've bought a number of cars from Eric. He's going to hook you up. I'm telling you right now. And Lou Backrow is your Silverado headquarters. If you love pickup trucks, check out these new Chevys. You'll fall in love like I have. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Get incredible deals all month long, all year long at Lou Backrow Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Go over there and see Eric. See his award-winning team. The team, his crew he put together is amazing. You're going to see these beautiful Chevys and that beautiful showroom. See how a real dealership is supposed to look and supposed to treat you. Conveniently located on 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lou Backrow, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, if you have a fantasy football question for Jamie Eisenberg, line it up 786-360-0790. Quick break, and we'll come back with Jamie. Exclusively on 790 The Ticket right now. Hurricanes pregame show is on 560 The Joe, so we're feeling a little lonely.
Blum, blum.
Roomba. Those of us here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. Coming up on November 16th, it's our Dribble Drive against cancer. We've got the Dribble Drive Challenge that goes 13.8 miles from the Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. There's the Dribble Drive from Vizcaya to the arena, and the Dribble Dash, which is around the perimeter of the arena. You can form teams now and donate at heathelpcure.org. I was about to say .com, and I remembered it was .org. CBSSports.org. Jamie Eisenberg is the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. He is on the line. If you have a fantasy football question for him, you could line it up right now at 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. Hello, Jamie.
What's up, fellas?
Well, it's just a single broadcast. It's not a simulcast right now, so does it sound different to you?
No. I've been waiting all week for this, though. I was just waiting for you to ask me a question about Pusha T.
Oh, it's coming, Jack.
Pusha T.
Oh, it's coming, Jack. Don't you worry.
Pusha T.
Did you plan, Jamie Eisenberg, you can follow him on Twitter, by the way. Did you plan, he's a fantasy football guru, did you plan on Tom Brady having two rushing touchdowns last night?
You know, whenever I project games, I always look at what the most likely scenario is. And, you know, always you're going to put in Tom Brady at 42 years old, you know, pushing the pile for 5 yards out to score a touchdown. It's just a simple thing that you do.
Did you watch that game last night?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, he didn't look right, did he?
No, I didn't think he looked right against Washington either. You know, that offensive line is just not at the point yet where it typically is for New England. You know, we always give Dante Scarnecchia, the offensive line coach, you know, sort of credit for turning that group around, and I think he will, but it just hasn't clicked yet. So I think the protection's bothering him, and the receiving core is bothering him also.
Chris in Miami, do you have a question for Jamie Eisenberg?
How you doing, everybody? Yeah, for a flex PPR, Mohamed Sanu, Jarvis Landry, and also for a tight end, O.J. Howard, Eifert, or Kyle Rudolph? Thank you.
Yeah, I think Sanu. That was actually something like that. He pronounced it kind of like that. You would, Sanu.
Guru.
I like Mohamed Sanu the way he's been playing, so I think that's an easy one. The tight end's a little bit tougher. Roll the dice on O.J. Howard if you want of that group, just with the hope that what Byron Leftwich, the offense coordinator for Tampa Bay, said, that they're going to start to get him involved. And if you want some fun O.J. Howard video, go look at him catching a foul ball in the Rays game the other night. It looks like his hands still work, so hopefully the Bucks realize that.
Jamie, do you ever listen to coaches, like press conferences? Because Callahan came out and said he wants to run the ball more. Would you ever pull the trigger on Adrian Peterson or Chris Thompson or somebody off what a coach says in a press conference?
I think when it sort of lines up with who they're facing and just the trends of the team that they're the opponent, you know, for the Dolphins, it makes sense to lean on Adrian Peterson because it's a game where they can, you know, have somewhat of a positive game script. I think the Dolphins have a chance to win, but, you know, it's one of those games where the Redskins aren't going to get blown out right away. So, you know, with Peterson and the coaching change and Callahan's track record, that one makes sense. You know, it's just sort of, you know, believing what the situation is when it matches up with the opponent.
Okay, to the text line, Deshaun Watson or Lamar Jackson?
That's a tough one. I think both have the chance to be awesome this week, but I'll give the slight nod to Watson based on the over-under and the fact that Lamar Jackson may not have Marquise Brown.
Tevin Coleman or Adrian Peterson?
That's a close one. You know, Coleman's coming off a big game, and the 49ers have done a good job running the ball, but I think losing Kyle Juszczyk is going to be tough for them, so I'll give them a slight nod to AP there.
Rivers or Minshew?
Well, let's go Minshew mania. I mean, it's a situation where he's playing great. And, you know, you're looking at a team from New Orleans going on the road where their defense isn't the same. Rivers is down too many offensive linemen right now. So I think there's a slight chance for Minshew to be better.
Mike Williams or DeMarcus Robinson?
That one I think is contingent on what happens with Tyreek Hill. If Tyreek Hill plays, then I'd go Mike Williams. If Tyreek Hill is out, then DeMarcus Robinson is the safer play.
Jamal Williams or Ronald Jones?
You know, I don't know what Jamal Williams' role will be now that he's coming back after Aaron Jones had the four touchdowns. Jamal was out with the concussion last week. So Ronald Jones would be the one I'd lean on. But I think for anybody looking at a running back, go see if Malcolm Brown is available from the Rams. Todd Gurley's been listed as doubtful. So looking like Malcolm Brown's going to get a big opportunity here. And if you can't get him, maybe also look at Darrell Henderson, the rookie. This may be his first opportunity to play a significant role for the Rams.
And finally, Jared Goff or Jameis Winston?
I like both. I have Winston ranked slightly ahead of Goff right now. If Goff gets Brandon Cooks back, which is the way that it's trending, plus the fact that Gurley's out, I think he's going to throw. He's been averaging over 50 pass attempts the last two games, so I think volume will be a little bit more in his favor. So just keep an eye on Brandon Cooks. If Cooks plays, then go with Goff.
Jamie Eisenberg is the fantasy football guru from CBSSports.com. I know that annoys people so much. Andrew in Miami, do you have a question for Jamie?
Yeah, how you guys doing? I got a half PPR league. I'm looking at Stephon Diggs or Adrian Peterson. Thank you.
Yeah, I go AP. You know, he always gives us one or two good moments every year, and this could be one of them. I think, you know, just the fact that the Dolphin defense has been what it is and that they're not going to get blasted, I think it's, in terms of the Redskins, I think it's a spot where AP will get the carries that can help him.
Let me get to the important stuff here, Jamie. I'm chomping at the bit. You know, you're familiar with my love for Hall and Oates, right?
Of course.
Yes, and Daryl Hall is turning 73 years old today. Hey, do you have any Hall and Oates back there, Solana? Probably should have let you know beforehand, but I'm sure we've got some. If we don't, I'm walking right out of here. Daryl Hall turned 73 years old today, and he looks fantastic for 73.
You guys are the same age.
It's cute, Jamie. Real cute, Jamie. He's got a head of hair, though, of like a 30-year-old,
that's
this Daryl Hall. Get out of here.
That's Rogaine.
Stop it. Have you seen his hair?
Yeah, Rogaine.
No, he's got a beautiful head of hair. Here's some Hall & Oates. Listen to this. Let's enjoy it together, Jamie, because we all love each other.
All right.
That's a banger, right? A banger.
Of course. I still think the biggest hair travesty of all time is Channing coming on our show on CBS Sports HQ and wearing a hat.
I mean, it was so terrible. If I had a head of hair, if I had a head of hair like Crowder, oh, I would let it down and it would be flowing at all times. We go on the fantasy football show there on CBS Sports, and
that was our preview show. That was our NFL preview show. And you know, as a matter of fact, all the executives at CBS, they say, "Wow, this Channing guy, he's got such a great personality. We love to have him on, but why is he wearing a hat?"
I know, it's crazy.
To be honest, want me to explain it to y'all?
Yes.
Be honest.
Yes.
I don't want to mess up marriages. If you see my hair hanging over my shoulders with all my beautiful face encapsulated in this hair, it's going to be women leaving their husbands. Jamie, you don't want women sitting in the parking lot of CBS. Come on, just think about what would happen.
That's true. You were standing next to Hawk and Zach at the time. So, you know, it makes you stand out even more.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
He's not a good-looking man. We can be honest. He's got a great head of hair, but he's not a good-looking man.
This pretty skin.
Anywho, Daryl Hall turns 73 years old today, so I will ask Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football guru who decides all our decisions, not just fantasy decisions, all our decisions. Hall and Oates or salt and pepper?
Hall and Oates.
Yeah, of course.
Who's that?
Salt and pepper? What? What?
Nothing.
Is it pepper?
Oh, that's not pepper.
Oh, okay. Because I was told never put the ER.
You go.
Hall or Oates?
Hall. Can't disrespect the man on his birthday.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I might go Oates on that one. That's a tough one for me. That's
who's
a
Hall
tough
and
one.
Who's Oates?
Hall is the one with the beautiful blonde hair. Oates has the mustache and the curly hair.
Got to go with Oates.
Oates?
Yeah.
Hall of Fame or Hall of Presidents?
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, of course. Daryl Hall.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, okay.
I'm with you, Jamie.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Also, he should be a supermodel.
I was sixth in line for the Pro Bowl one year now. Don't forget.
Daryl Hall or Daryl Dawkins?
Daryl Dawkins.
why are you laughing?
No reason.
It's an odd comparison. John Oates or Honey Bunches of Oates?
Honey Bunches of Oates.
Really? The cereal over John Oates?
Well, yeah, of course.
You're sure? It's surprising, isn't it, Crowder?
Positive.
It's surprising. I can't go for that, or I can't get no satisfaction.
I can't go for that.
Of course. Hall & Oates or Simon & Garfunkel?
Hall & Oates.
Of course. Hall & Oates or Brooks & Dunn?
Hall & Oates.
Fill in the blank. It's a Hall & Oates song. M-E-T-H-O-D-O-F.
You got me.
L-O-V-E, Method of Modern Love.
M-E-T-H-O-D.
Man.
That's the one I know.
Yeah, that's originally a Hall & Oates song. Hall & Oates or Pusha T?
Pusha T.
Of course. See you, Jamie.
Love you guys.
Jamie Eisenberg. Ah, love you too.
Thank you.
Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru from CBSSports.com. I always feel like he leaves that segment, his head's just spinning.
Yes.
Has no idea what's. And I think the listeners' heads are spinning as well. It is pouring rain here in El Portal. And when you gave your weather report when Gino Toretta was on at the end of the 4 o'clock segment, people were crushing you all over the text and Twitter machine because you said rain is coming or whatever, and people were saying that it is a monsoon where they are. So the weather has changed, Solana.
I said it will begin to rain soon, and I was right.
Right. Well, I mean, here. But you got to give the weather for everybody all over.
How is that possible?
I don't know. South Florida. Most of South Florida is experiencing rain right now. Is that what you had said?
Yeah. I said most of South Florida will experience rain in 9 minutes. So
right.
Prepare.
But it was raining then when you said it.
Not here, though.
Right. But there.
So I have to give a generic weather report for all of South
Florida. No, but if most of South Florida is under rain, you might want to mention that rather than just our 1 square mile of El Portal.
But how am I supposed to know that if we're sitting in El Portal?
Look at a map. Hmm. I came that close.
Yeah, I saw. I heard.
Kenny G or Pusha T?
Actually, Kenny G.
Pusha T or Salt and Pepa?
Salt and Pepa. That's crazy. Pusha T's not even that famous.
I just like it as a device. Is he not that famous?
No, man.
No, yeah, he is. He killed clips. He killed Drake. He killed Drake.
Oh, but is that the guy that had the rap battle with Drake?
Yeah.
He revealed that Drake got the love child with the porn star.
Right.
But at rapping, no, you think Pusha T's a good rapper?
I mean, Clip, like when he was with Clips, like
the grinding? Solana, you could not even make a baby when Grinding came out.
No, I don't even think I was alive when that came out.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Grinding.
Didn't they drop like Hell Hath No Fury or something like that?
Grinding. Like a Keurig?
You don't have to grind a Keurig, do you?
I don't know. Is that coffee grounds in there? It's got grounds in it, doesn't it?
Bro, I got some Walmart pods.
And?
It was terrible. It was like roach wings.
I get the Starbucks pods. It's
like
worth
triple
it.
The price.
I know, but it's worth it.
You know I cut the corners.
I know you do, but it's worth it in that instance. Because who wants to drink cockroach, what'd you say?
Cockroach wings.
Yeah, who wants to drink that? That's crazy.
I got to finish it now.
All right, let me talk about the Cheetah here. Got to make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 until 3. They've got happy hour until 6, so much more. Now, in the biz, guests, you can enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab. $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more Sundays through Tuesdays. The place for in the biz workers is the Cheetah. Beer, babes, and lots of football action in Cheetah Hallandale's ultra high tech sports lounge this weekend, Saturday or Sunday, Monday night football, Thursday night football. This is one sports lounge you'll never want to leave. Enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers, leather couch seating, HD TVs, and projector screens. You can enjoy Corona, Bud, and Modelo specials as well. And hey, are you a VIP yet at Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs? Guys, this is the VIP membership you want to get into. No waiting to get in, free admission, exclusive VIP parties and special events, and much, much more. If you want details on any of the action I just told you about, check out their website. It is cheetahsofl.com. All right. We are in a Football Friday. The first, 2 hours and 39 minutes? Is that what we've done? Yeah, 2 hours and 39 minutes. Flown by. We got to take a quick break. I've got a gift certificate for Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. $50 at Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. Someone will win that next. Ooh, it's 15 minutes away from 5 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
What happens at 5?
I don't know. You'll have to wait and find out. On this Football Friday, brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. Hockman and Crowder, not a simulcast today. We're exclusively on 790 The Ticket right now. You've got the Miami Hurricanes pregame show going on 560 The Joe. And then you'll hear the Hurricanes game there starting at 8. You got Panthers hockey coming up tonight on 790 The Ticket?
7 p.m.
All right, so you're going to have Alejandro Solana on the air from 6 till 7. What are you going to be talking about this evening?
No idea.
There you go. Toyota of Hollywood brings you this hour. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Did you listen to his show yesterday?
I did not.
He's not lying.
I was thinking of breaking down youth school in Columbus's game today, actually.
Why don't you just do the weather for an hour?
Why are you taking shots at me now, Crowder? What's up, man?
It was a good show, man. I listen to make fun of you. That means I listen, man. I'm watching out for you.
I don't. I have other things to listen to.
Yacht rock.
Yeah. Actually, they discontinue that after winter is back or fall, whatever. I got to wait till summer again. BetOnline.ag, they came out with odds for what they're calling the Ineptitude Bowl, which is Sunday's Dolphins-Redskins game.
Oh, I don't like that name.
Yeah, the Ineptitude Bowl. Will the Redskins-Dolphins game end in a tie? You can bet this, which would be so appropriate, by the way. Wouldn't that be appropriate?
It'd be hilarious.
That would be so great.
I would love it because then the Dolphins would win the tiebreaker. We found out is strength of schedule.
This is what I would like to see Sunday, and I'm just saying this as fantasy. I wouldn't really like to see this.
That was a wink for anybody that did.
No, I wouldn't want to see this.
Another quick wink from him.
2 seconds left in the game. Dolphins are up by 2 points. It's 4th and 50. Clock is stopped. They have to punt. Who's the punter? Hack?
Yeah. Matt Hack.
Matt Hack.
The team MVP right now.
Takes the punt, runs into his own end zone for a safety. So Washington gets 2 points, game's tied, ends a tie.
I don't like that.
How funny would that be?
Terrible.
Washington, Miami, will it end in a tie? Yes is 1,200 plus 1,200. No is minus 2,500. You have to bet $2,500 in order to win 100. How about this one?
What about like that bet? Like, why don't you take your entire 401k out and bet it on a no?
Because Buster Douglas. Mm. I mean, that's the reality of it.
I remember one year was the UConn women were rolling, and it was something crazy, 60,000 to one or something, and some dude put 300,000 on it and won a little bit of money, but he was like, they're guaranteed to win this game.
UVA, who was the 16 seed that beat them in the tournament? I mean, It happens.
That chance.
It happens. Will the Dolphins score a point in the second half? They are 81-0 in the second half of games this season.
I got to go with no. It's a trend.
So no is plus 300. Bet 100, you win 300. If you think they will not score a point in the second half, no pays 3-1. I don't think it's the worst bet either.
No.
Yeah, but coming off a bye, they've had 2 weeks to prepare, a bad team. No, seriously, like they're bound to score
like
a field goal.
They had 8 weeks to prepare for Baltimore.
They lost by 50. That's the thing, too. Like a fluke fumble and they get in field goal range and go 3 and out, but they're right there.
They played four. If you really think about it, they played 4 playoff teams in the first 4 weeks. So, I mean, they're going to play a bad team now. They've had 2 weeks to prepare. Josh Rosen's looked better in each game. I mean, they're bound to score a field goal at least in the second half.
I had some snack mix during the break and some sort of like almond casing.
No, that's that damn raisin.
I like the raisins in
snack mix. That raisin, you man. Raisins,
yeah, I like raisins. I'm a big fan of raisins.
Dried up grapes.
Will the Redskins and Dolphins, this is your kind of bet here, will the Redskins and Dolphins both score under 10 points?
No.
No is minus 5,000. You'd have to lay $5,000 to win 1,000. Yeah. But yes, and you think it's going to be a low-scoring game, yes is plus 2,000. So you bet $100, you could win $2,000 if both teams end up under 10 points.
I see 13, 17, something like that, but not under 10.
Nice little payday if it was, though.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a good payday. But just, yeah, like, you know, Solana made a lot of sense, too. Those were 4 playoff teams they got the hell beat out of them by.
Baltimore, New England.
L.A., Chargers.
And Chargers. Cowboys. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is true.
So they should be, We'll see if they can do anything more against a lesser team. Washington is struggling.
We are 10. Oh, I got to do that Tucker Dukes gift certificate there, Solana. Let's give this away. Tree, I see Tree is back there. What number caller do you want to win this Tucker Dukes gift certificate? It's 1 through 10. Mic him up. I got to hear what he says.
He has six.
Six?
Number six.
Oh, no,
six.
No. We're not going six, Tree.
Why? You can't tell Tree
what
to do.
That's the number of the beast.
Tree doesn't work for you. Tree is a beast.
Tree, that's 6-6. That's the devil, Tree.
He didn't tell you caller 666.
But that's the devil. Number six is the devil. There's all those numbers around six.
Six is the devil, I think.
But just number six, it has a negative attachment.
Tree, are you sticking with caller number six? Don't let him bully you. There's such a glare in here, I can't see.
Six?
Yeah. Good for you, Tree. Stand your ground.
I'm a Christian.
Guy's a bully. We have a $50 gift certificate. Tucker Dukes Lunchbox. That's the place where you get the Hochman Burger.
It's good, too.
It is good, yeah. Man. And it'll be there through the end of the year, the Hochman Burger. So Tucker Dukes has two locations. I see line six is not ringing yet, and now it is. So when I give out the phone number, 786-360-0790, it really doesn't matter because the winner is already on the line. But Tucker Dukes Lunchbox, they have the Hochman Burger. They've got two locations, Deerfield Beach and Boca Raton. We love Tucker Dukes. The Hochman Burger is awesome. The nacho tots, everything they have there is just so good.
The wings.
Check out their website. Yeah, the wings. Yeah. Their website is tuckerdukes.com. Tuckerdukes.com. Caller on line six is getting $50 at Tucker Dukes Lunchbox. So congrats to that winner. Canes tonight. I want to talk about Caneswear. So this is my thought. The Canes win tonight, and then you know you're bowl eligible. I mean you're headed towards bowl eligibility. Yeah. It's going to be rougher if they don't win tonight. Let's say they win tonight, and you feel like you're headed towards bowl eligibility. You bleed orange and green like I do. This weekend you stop by Caneswear in Davie, or maybe you're going to like a watch party tonight. You're not going to the stadium. You're going to a watch party. You stop by there. It's Caneswear in Davie. This is more than a store. It's an experience. They have the largest selection of items from Adidas and other name brands, including all the team's sideline apparel and hundreds of different T-shirts, jerseys, polos, hoodies, hats. They've got them in all sizes, men, women, kids, babies, even pets. When you go there, tell Brett, I say, hi. When I said hats, that popped into my head because I said it with like a hard H. When you go to Caneswear, tell Brett, I said, hi.
Miss Purdy.
Caneswear is also your tailgating headquarters. They've got tents, chairs, tables, flags, decals, magnet license plates, sunglasses, and tattoos. They will definitely get you ready for game days. Caneswear is the only place to get brands like Adidas, Columbia, Starter, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle, and CW exclusives all under one roof. They've got an amazing selection. So if you want Hurricanes merchandise, they've got you covered. If you want Dolphins merchandise, I'm going to the Dolphins game on Sunday. If you're going as well, no need to feel left out. They've got a huge selection of Dolphins items for men, women, and kids. They've got a huge selection of Panthers items if you're a Florida Panthers fan. So you just get over to Caneswear. They're on University Drive in Davie, 2511 South University Drive in Davie. They're always open at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop. All right, we'll take a quick break. 5 o'clock hour on a Friday. You know what that means. Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.